Luke Cantwell, Living in the Moment. Awesome jam, Luke. That was very soulful and inspiring. I liked it a lot. That was excellent.
Thank you.
We are also accompanied by Patrick to kind of give a little shoot around on reflections of the song that you just heard.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going, Pat?
It's going good. Real good. Ramstock out in the West Lawn. It's pretty fun.
Of course, of course.
And get to be in the studio with you guys, too, so it's great.
Nice. Were you vibing on that song?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Great sound.
I can definitely see that going somewhere and being something that the community embraces. What's the next step? What's the next step for Luke Cantwell and his music?
Well, I'm definitely in the process of recording an album right now. I got about 5 tracks written, and so I'm in the process of writing, and I'm recording at the same time what I already have. So get that album out and so people can hear it. And that's kind of the process that I'm in right now. So
excellent. And that was a very full sound. That wasn't just you.
Right.
You mentioned that your stepdad has a process in this.
Yeah, my stepdad, Anthony, actually, he's the one who owns the recording studio that I've been recording in. And he plays that lead guitar that I'm sure you've heard. It's amazing. And I have a drummer that I used to play with, Sidney Jones, and Jeff on bass. And I play the guitar. And then if you heard those harmony vocals, that's actually my mom, my stepdad, and myself.
That's awesome. I think you can tell that talent has been born when you're coming from a family that embraces music in such a way that your family does. Your mom and your stepdad are both, sounds like, pretty heavily involved in the music business. And
yeah, they're actually in a band together called Tina Marks and the Millionaires. They play variety music, variety of styles, and they play mainly at weddings and private parties and stuff like that.
So, cool.
Yeah.
So we may be going in the direction of Luke Cantwell and the family band.
Yeah, maybe.
Excellent. How can people access your music if they want to hear some more? And I know this is still a very early stage for you.
Right. Right now, probably the only way you can access some of my music is on YouTube. I have some pretty rough, you know, drafts of songs, mainly covers. But I do have Living in the Moment on there if you guys want to check that out.
It's a music video, yes?
Yeah, we made it sort of a music video. There's definitely video on it.
Excellent.
But yeah, like I said, it's very rough. The only thing we're picking up the sound is the little microphone in the computer, so... Mm-hmm. It is what it is, but if you want to hear me, go check it out on YouTube.
Well, and you've got to start somewhere, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
And wherever that somewhere may be, you'll, I'm sure, see that continue to grow. Yeah. Are you planning on playing a few more shows here in Fort Collins?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Maybe some more at Avogadro's number and once again, starting where you can and seeing where it goes.
Definitely.
Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I'd love to jump into another track, and we actually are going to be accompanied by a couple more people who are going to be tuning in, listening, and giving their feedback on this next song. Would you like to introduce the song for us?
Yeah, this song's called Reset Button. I wrote it about kind of an imaginary reset button, not so literal, but wanting to start over and be able to reset your life and kind of get rid of all the problems in the past. So that's kind of the idea behind it.
Here's Luke Cantwell, up-and-coming Fort Collins artist, with his track Reset Button on your radio, 90.5 KCSU.